Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
The Alvarez thing, I was 100%, you got to get him out of here. He was swinging for the fences, couldn't hit anything, was playing terrible behind the plate. It's time to send him down and get him to grow up. So I was, that was all about, you know, trying to make the Mets better and hopefully making him better. So when he does come back later on in the year, he'll have more of an impact like he did when he was a rookie. And it's unfortunate, but, you know, you can't keep watching the same thing over and over and over again and think that it's going to change. So you got to get his confidence back. His confidence is in the toilet, but you also got to give him a little bit of a wake-up call. So that's why I felt like, you know, this would be the right time to send him down. So the Mets did the right thing there as far as I'm concerned. As far as Tyrese Haliburton is concerned, you know, folks got to understand, like, this is why your favorite athlete, when they strain a calf, is out for 2 months. Like, he didn't have 2 months. He did like Kevin Durant. He wanted to play. He wanted to be a part of his team. He wanted to be out there. And obviously, just like how Kevin Durant got hurt, he had actually started the game great, 3 for 3, hitting bombs. And then all of a sudden, you could see that Achilles just ruptured, just like it did for Aaron Rodgers. Remember, you saw it looked like it was like a electric shock through the lower leg?
Yep.
That's exactly what it looked like. And I don't like being right about those things, but I also know that these things happen quite often, and this is why the calf injury in today's athlete, for whatever reason, is so concerning, because you want to protect that Achilles and you want to make sure that your calf is 100%. And give him a lot of credit, because he played through it, they managed it, and then unfortunately last night it came to fruition. So I don't get any joy out of it. I'm pointing out something that, I mean, I think we should all be aware of, because we're all sports fans and we all watch different athletes go through this. And it's just amazing how once you hear calf strain, what's coming next, if they continue to play through it, is going to be the Achilles.
Yeah, and we knew he had to continue to play through it, and I'm sure that there was no conversation about it. Like, this is the NBA Finals, and it's Game 7, and we're playing through this thing, and that's 3 stars. And in the Eastern Conference playoffs, that ruptured their Achilles this postseason. Damian Lillard, Jason Tatum, and Tyrese Haliburton.
And the thing, I would imagine that our buddy Marty O'Malley got a call last night.
Yeah, maybe.
And I would
think
that Tyrese would be on his way here for the hospital special surgery for Marty to take care of him, much like he took care of Jason Tatum, much like he took care of Kevin Durant. He took care of my son-in-law, Matt Martin, when he had an ankle issue. Took care of my CEO, Bob Plansker, when he had an ankle issue.
Wow.
I mean,
I almost want an injury so I can go to Dr. O'Malley, well, so he could be in good company, you know?
You know, the thing is that they're learning, you know, get in there immediately, get it together, and then you're going to have to sit out for about 6 months to 8 months, depending on, you know, how you heal, and then you got to come back somewhat slowly. As we saw that Kevin Durant basically sat out an entire year.
Yeah, well, he did.
And I would think that...
Not basically,
I would think,
right?
That Jason Tatum may come back, you know, maybe next January or February, and if he heals well and he does good in the rehab, then maybe he'll come back a little bit earlier than that. But I would say that Tyrese Haliburton's most likely out for the year.
Yeah, and the Nets were, it was the bubble year, right, that happened. So they did make the postseason in the bubble.
But remember, Kyrie Irving
didn't want to play. And there was no way that Kevin Durant was coming back in that situation. I remember the talk being that there could be a chance that he could. So, you know, maybe with Haliburton, he has a great recovery and he can come back for the postseason, but I would be surprised if you saw him at all during the regular season.
I mean, he's not going to... So, we're in June right now, so...
Late June, by the way, so, the 23rd.
Yeah, I mean, so you got to give him at least 8 months to 12 months. Now, there may be some newfangled therapy that they're going through and they're finding success with it, but, man, you just got to make sure that thing is right, that it's tight, that it's, you know, that you don't stretch it and you have it loosen on you. I mean, there's a lot of things that go into this. It's just not easy to overcome something like this. So, and you got to be diligent when you're a player that you basically leave that foot in that boot or that cast so that doesn't move.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Yeah. It's a real rough, I mean, it's a rough thing to come back from.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's becoming basketball's Tommy John.
Well, and how about the NFL's torn ACLs?
Yeah.
I mean, that's another one. So, but yeah, and unfortunately, three stars and all in the East. And if you're a Knicks fan, that's something that's on your mind. It just is, because you've got two teams, one of which that you couldn't beat in the regular season, but you beat in the postseason. Another team you haven't been able to beat in the postseason, losing their top players long period of time. So
the Knicks are going to go without a coach, by the way.
Player coach? Jalen Brunson?
No coach at all. Brunson? No coach at all. Nobody's going to, nothing. Just let him go play ball.
Yeah. Well, we know that they're going to hire somebody at some point, but there's no doubt.
They probably still have their eye on Jason Kidd.
Yeah, I mean, that's what it feels like, and they're going to exhaust every option until, I guess, the Mavericks give him some giant extension that he can't turn down.
So, right. The amazing thing is that Fanatics Fest was incredible this weekend.
Yeah.
And one of the incredible things that happened is Kevin Durant's up there with Kay Adams. And doing
No, he's up there with Taylor Rooks.
Taylor Rooks. And he's up there, and he's giving an interview, and then he can hear the fans yelling, "You just got traded to Houston!"
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
That was amazing.
Yeah, now he knew, if you listen, so the Kay Adams interview happened after this, and he knew it was going to happen. He didn't know exactly when it was going to happen, so when people were yelling at him, that was news to him that it had gone down, but he flat out said that he told them where he wanted to go, and he dictated this trade, and he knew it was going to happen.
Not surprising, right?
So, I mean, no, not surprising at all, but I just, the conversation around the, oh my God, Kevin Durant's at Fanatics Fest, and he found out he got traded to the Rockets. Oh my goodness. Like, he knew it was happening probably a week ago. So, and he didn't know, like, when the news was going to break, but it broke while he was up there on stage, and they gave up a lot for an older player, the Houston Rockets.
With a 1 year remaining on his contract.
Exactly. So they are pushing all their chips in the middle of the table to try to get after it and win one in the next couple of years. So
I mean, so do you think, like, what the Knicks gave up for Mikal Bridges compared to what Kevin Durant went for from Houston?
Well, I mean, this haul is much greater than that, but Kevin Durant's also a better player than Mikal Bridges.
Yeah,
but he's towards the end of his career.
Five teams in 9 years?
Yeah, I mean
there's something there, man.
Well, of course, and that's why I didn't want him on the Knicks at all. I mean, we talked about this. I think that he's towards the end, and I think there's also this aura around Kevin Durant. Like, the Knicks clearly still were interested in him and wanted him. And I don't think he's going to be the guy to put you over the top. He clearly wasn't in Brooklyn. He wasn't in Phoenix. I don't think he's going to be in Houston. And when you give up, you know, two players, like players that people know that got minutes, the 10th overall pick and 5 second round picks, I mean, you'd be thinking you're getting Kevin Durant when he's 28 years old.
Yep.
And you're not. So.
But I don't know, for Houston and the team that they have and the fact they were able to keep that collection of players together. I was reading about an article about just how big this team is going to be, like, physically big.
Yeah,
I think they have five guys they'll be on the floor at one time starting a game, all like 6'11" or taller, or 6'10" and taller.
Yeah,
and they can all run and jump out of the gym. I mean, you know, so they'll be a force. There's no question about it. I just don't know. Does he have that burning desire that he had when he was younger, you know, where everything came easy to him? And he's still an amazing basketball player, but I just don't know if he has that drive that it's required. Like, watching these games last night, or this game last night, you know, it's a young man's game, man.
Oh, of course. I mean, you think about Oklahoma City Thunder. I mean, I saw Scott Van Pelt interviewing SGA, so SVP interviewing SGA. And he said, like, can most of your team actually drink tonight? Because, I mean, I don't know if you're all over 21, and that's how young and the Oklahoma City Thunder were and are, and they won an NBA championship. So there's no doubt about it. And that's why you feel like this window for the Knicks is also you know, closing, because it's not like every player that they have is the 22, 23 years old. They got young players and they got guys who have experience. They're not too old yet, but, you know, it's got to happen in the next couple of years. And maybe that pressure led to this Thibodeau decision.
And also the fact that you brought up that there are three main players in the Eastern Conference that would have stood in the way of the Knicks trying to get back to the conference championship. And all three of those players are not going to be back next year.
Yeah, now they may be back for the postseason. You might get Tatum back for the postseason. But, I mean, yeah, I mean, as far as what the Knicks are trying to do and during a regular season, it doesn't mean that the Knicks are going to be injury-proof. I mean, that's the other thing in this conversation that I heard other people having was like, oh, man, you know, all these guys are going to be hurt and the Knicks are going to be sitting pretty. I mean, well, the Knicks do have the ability to get hurt themselves.
Oh, yeah, like, we've seen before.
Right, let's not pretend like that's not a possibility as well, unfortunately, because that's just the nature of the game. But, yes, I mean, the way if think about the way we'd be thinking about the Knicks this morning if they hadn't fired their coach after making it to Game 6 of the Eastern Conference Finals.
We'd be thinking, okay, they're ready to rock and roll now.
Yeah, like this is it.
And they're going to add a piece or two here or there.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.